revolution is a Marxist state and see your country dead. Hold on, South Africa, to your people's rights. Hold on, South Africa, don't give up, better fight. Communist affliction, the government goes weak. You must stand by your people.
All right, we're back. Hour two, Incendiary Radio on the Public Broadcasting Network. Sam wanted me to mention this week's book for the Book Drive Project, Lucid, the B666 Universal Human Control System by Tex Mars. You know, I bought that book right when it came out. And I've got just about every book that Tex Mars put out. You know, I go way back with Tex before the internet even came up. I got hip to him probably in 93-ish through a Christian ministry. And I was watching him like being interviewed by somebody else, and then I started getting his newsletter. But yeah, if you want to support the network, folks, go ahead and take part in the book drive. That's just one way to support the network. Project Lucid by the late, great Tex Mars, guy who really instrumental in my awakening to a lot of things, especially rabbinic Talmudic Judaism. And it's being, you know, the one of the most massive enemies of the church and enemies to the human race due to its the poison of Jewish supremacy. You know, I've got a Michael Hoffman Substack up here. This one floated around earlier. The missing link to comprehending Israeli mass murder and racism. Cancel culture is determined that this knowledge is forbidden to you. So, and it gets into, you know, the writer is a voice crying in the wilderness when it comes to documenting the Talmudic root of the Zionist genocide in Gaza. All the major voices critical of Israeli bloodshed fail miserably in this regard. The Palestinian people suffer due to the unconscionable neglect of these facts. Babylonian Talmud. With regard to robbery, the term permitted is relevant, as it is permitted for a Jew to rob a Gentile. Sanhedrin 57a. It is necessary to teach the halakha of one who withholds the wages of a hired laborer, for a Gentile to do so to another Gentile, and for a Gentile to do so to a Jew is prohibited, but for a Jew to do so to a Gentile is permitted. Whenever there is liability for capital punishment with regard to bloodshed, if a Gentile murders another Gentile, or a Gentile murders a Jew, he is liable. If a Jew murders a Gentile, he is exempt. You know, they've tweaked that a bit now to where black on white murder, they've really, let's just say, have in many cases, especially in the blue cities, which are really red cities. But anyway, because this color flip between the right and the left, the Democrats should be the reds. But anyway, you know, they've made it pretty, let's just say, they've lessened a lot of these penalties when blacks do something to a white. It will be claimed that these halakos are taken out of context. That's a reasonable caution with regard to any controversial or disputed statement. To accurately grasp the relationship between these laws and the authoritative texts of the Mishnah and the Gemara as a whole, one can consult many studies, all of which are freely available for sale in numerous venues, with the exception of my textbook, Judaism Discovered, which has been banned. Now, I've got the smaller one, Judaism Strange Gods, but you can still get Judaism Discovered, which is a huge, huge encyclopedic volume by Michael Hoffman. In that suppressed book, the reader will find an explication of the exegetical tools by which Talmudic texts are determined to have legal authority and consequently learn of the context in which they are promulgated. However, cancel culture has determined that the knowledge contained in Judaism discovered is forbidden for you. It is not to be accessed or publicized. In the resulting knowledge vacuum, context as a concept is manipulated by the Zionist partisans of the Babylonian Talmud to denote whatever they say it is. And then, you know, I was reading another kind of it was probably Henry McCow or something, but no, it was this guy named, I can't remember his last name, but I think it was Weiss. It was viral some years back on YouTube, where he talks about where Judaism is it's kind of like Islam. When Islam is in the minority, they act a certain way, and then they become the majority, they implement Sharia. Well, the same thing with rabbinic Judaism. When they're in the minority, they kind of ease back on the Talmudic stuff as far as living in the larger society. But then if and when they ever come to power, such as when they did in Russia, Bela Kun in Hungary and so forth, then they really implement the Talmudic stuff, and this is when the blood flows. And this is the similarity that I've been talking about with rabbinic Judaism and kind of like the Salafist Wahhabi Islam, the parallels there. Very, very fascinating. Let's go to do this. Let's get clip five ready, Sam. This was just dropped on Valuetainment with Patrick McDavid and his crew of people. Now, he's talking about Vivek and these guys and DeSantis kind of going after BlackRock at the last debate. And let's go ahead and listen to it, and then I'll comment. Go ahead and roll clip five.
It's so bad that even Larry Fink had to respond to Vivek. Here's a story with Larry Fink talking about Larry Fink dismisses sad criticism of BlackRock and Republican debate. This is a Financial Times story. Larry Fink has criticized Republican presidential candidates for repeatedly mentioning the asset manager during a recent debate, calling it a sad commentary on the state of American politics. He expresses dismay, stating BlackRock was mentioned by some candidates in last night's debate more than inflation or national debt. That's a sad commentary on the state of American politics. During the debate, Vivek Ramaswamy accused Fink of being the king of woke industrial complex, which he is, and claimed that his support for Nikki Haley could influence her. Ramaswamy, an anti-ESG advocate. Do you have that clip, Rob, where he talks about Reed Hastings and what Reed Hastings, he's calling him the second George Soros, if you can pull that one up, and claim that his support for Nikki Haley would influence her. Ramaswamy, on an anti-ESG advocate, also accused Fink of telling energy companies like Exxon and Chevron where they can drill. Ron DeSantis, Florida's governor, boasted about moving $2 billion in investments away from BlackRock, stating his actions as a testament of his stance. So watch him right here, what he says to Nikki Haley. He flat out doesn't think Nikki Haley and Chris Christie are good people. Can you imagine having the audacity to say, go ahead and play this? By the way, you cannot find this clip. For whatever reason, weird, this part of the debate is tough to find. Go ahead.
Somebody in the White House who absolutely is going to be a fighter when it counts. And I did say that there were some good people on that stage in that third debate. Doug Burgum was on that stage at that time. And I'll say that jokingly. Ron DeSantis is a good person, too. I want to go back, though, to Nikki Haley's comment from earlier that she is somehow not responding to the will of these donors. Nikki, you were bankrupt when you left the UN. After you left the UN, you became a military contractor. You actually started joining service on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt. Boom. And when I said they were bought and paid for, I meant the Republican establishment, not the Democratic establishment. Now you have Reid Hoffman, the person who's effectively George Soros Jr., funding lawsuits across this country against Donald Trump to keep him off the ballot, funding left-wing causes. We discovered this week that he is one of Nikki Haley's largest supporters. Wow. Larry Fink, the king of the woke industrial complex, the ESG movement, the CEO of BlackRock, the most powerful company in the world, now supporting Nikki Haley. And to say that doesn't affect her is false, because it's after that meeting later that she says that every American needs to be doxxed by having their ID, their government-issued ID, tied to what they say on the internet. So I think that this is far more corrupt than I even imagined when I entered politics. But I will say this. It is going to take a leader from the outside, with fresh legs, from the next generation to unite this country. Not the broken politicians who are puppets of the puppet masters.
Dude,
let me explain something to you. That guy,
there it is again. Trump, facts wrapped with a punch.
Trump doesn't go, Pat, that guy has my vote. That he is so freaking, like, you know, dude, everybody's quiet. Nobody was butting in. Even the other side was just like, holy shit, captivated by what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's a G, bro. I like that guy.
Did you say that Larry Fink responded to this?
That's Larry Fink sent the fact. I just read the article. Okay. Larry Fink's responded to it. Yes. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, he said that, you know, some candidates are mentioning BlackRock more than inflation or the national debt. Mm-hmm. That's a sad commentary on the state of American politics. The reason he said it's a sad commentary is because he doesn't have a rebuttal point, a fact-based rebuttal point. What he's really saying is, damn it, how did BlackRock become the flag-carrying noun for the problem of the financial services industry? It's all of us. Why don't you bring up Citadel and Ken Griffin? Hang on, I got to make a text. Ken, I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he says, why don't you bring everybody else up? That's what Larry Fink is saying, is how did BlackRock become the noun for be the flag carrier for finance? The private equity groups like BlackRock are buying up American single family homes. Like BlackRock are, you know, pushing ESG agendas. He doesn't want to be that flag carrier, but guess what? You're the biggest, you're the largest, you're the most visible. You've said it, and congratulations, you're the flag carrier.
Yeah, he's going, from how you're listening to him, the swamp, the left, you know, the establishment, all this. He's not going away for 50 years, but he has to watch himself in the fact that look what they're doing to Trump, what they did to Trump right now. He has to be kind of on high alert. You know what I mean? Because he's about to take that mantle of Trump. Because no matter what, like you said, he's not going in. That following, he's not going anywhere.
Should he be worried for his life?
In general, because they're gonna be watching him.
Listen, anytime you just have to realize the one thing about think about the profile of anti-establishment, and think about the profile of a human being of establishment. What is the profile of those two types of people? Okay, the anti-establishment profile is somebody that is pro-freedom, that's somebody that doesn't like to be controlled, somebody that has a mind of their own, somebody that has their own opinions, somebody that is not afraid to talk to anybody. I'll sit down and have a conversation with you because they're willing to debate. The anti-establishment ideals are that. They are against people controlling you and I and calling those people out. Now go to the establishment. The anti-establishment community is the minority. The anti-establishment community is like, imagine you're a minority, you know, going to a school. You're the only Mexican in that school. You're the only Middle Eastern in that school. You're the only black kid in that school. Okay, you're the only Jew in that school. You're the only Christian.
Only white kid.
You're the only Muslim in that school. You're a minority, right? Anti-establishment community is all minority. Why? Because the establishment owns what? The establishment are the people that went to Harvard, are the people that went to the schools. By the way, Vivek is a school guy as well, but these guys that go to the schools, they're all of a sudden hooked up together. So meaning, hey, I'm going to do favors for you. You're going to do this
go
for
ahead,
me.
Stop it there.
You're going to come.
Thinks a Jew. The whole clique is Jews, Bet David, but you're not willing to say it. You're doing your own little DEI dance around, your own little ESG dance around. You're Iranian, but come on, man. The Jewish clique runs finance. They're the ones pushing the woke agenda into all the companies that they own significant shares in. The whole transifying agenda. The whole anti-white agenda. You know, this anti-white thing, we'll see if it bites the Jews or not. It's starting to. Because, see, what the Jews don't realize is they've dumbed down the deliberate dumbing down of America. They've dumbed down the population to where they're so dumb. They see the Jews like, oh, we're Jews. We're not white. Yeah. Well, guess what? You've dumbed down the population to where they can't tell the difference because you got what most of you got white skin. So guess what? And now with the whole Palestine thing, you guys are really, you know, and all, you know, you got all these Jews all over saying, oh, we're all going to be Republican now. Great. Now you're going to infest the Republican Party with more Marxism, more, anti-Americanism. So the whole thing's a wreck. Let me see here. Let me get into this. Get clip 12 ready, Sam. Now, remember we were talking about all the Chinese and all these foreigners coming in, possibly getting either blue helmets or American military uniforms for what's about to go down, the Uniparty Defense Force. This is Tim Kennedy. He's a Army special ops guy, big MMA legend. Let's listen to him talking about the blue helmets. Go ahead and play clip 12.
Stop any military rounds or most. This is the UN Peacekeeper's helmet, and it's level 3 ballistic, so it's going to stop most pistol rounds and even like some rounds like a 55 grain 5.56, but won't stop any military rounds or most American hunting rounds. So to the tens, if not hundreds of million rifle owners that are out there, you know, if you have like 175 grain 308 7.62 by 5.1 or like the M855, any of those will zip right through it. So all of you with American hunting rifles, it's just really great information to have.
All right. So that's just for posterity there. Five senators asked Biden to impose China travel ban after respiratory illness cases. Okay. Led by Rubio, foam party, Marco Rubio. Remember foam party? They asked Biden's admin to ban travel between the United States and China after a spike in Chinese respiratory. Well, guess what? They're all walking in through the southern border, Marco. Okay, but Senator J.D. Vance, Rick Scott, Tommy Tuberville, and Mike Braun. They all basically want to restrict travel between the U.S. and China until we know more about the dangers, blah, 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 blah. So the entire, remember Pelosi and all them at the Chinese New Year? Hey, come out and party. It's safe, blah, 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 blah. And then they ran the scamdemic, the Operation Lockstep to Event 201. So a lot of people are very, very worried that, we're about to get another operation go fully, active. Ruling class warns of lockdowns amid China's white lung outbreak. Okay, that was from December 5th. And so I don't want to see this happen again. And unfortunately, our people are so retarded that it's possible. Full-scale medical martial law coming to America in 2024. This is from Natural News. Been nearly 3 years since Operation Warp Speed delivered the quote-unquote vaccines to the world, and more people than perhaps ever before are sicker than they have ever been, and the situation worsens. The government is ready to unleash full-scale medical martial law in America, likely at some point next year. Your Uniparty Defense Force, they could be the lockdown medical martial law operators as well. Sources are reporting that upwards of 50% of people who got jabbed for COVID were sickened by the shots or are still sick with no end in sight. 8 out of 10 jab recipients, especially including those who got at least one booster shot in addition to the primary series, are suffering complications that could end up disabling them. I don't know if that's true or not, because I work around a lot of people who took these frickin' jabs. And I'm not seeing those kind of stats. So according to Dr. McCullough, every single person who got even just one COVID jab is now experiencing some kind of problems or series of problems related to the heart, whether they realize it or not. Those who did not, who do realize it, often discover it by surprise when they suffer an unexpected cardiac arrest or inflammatory reaction like myocarditis. I don't know, man. Placebo wise, percentage of placebos sent to certain areas. You know, you had this whole kind of theory about the worst lots being sent to kind of more traditional patriotic conservative areas and all that. You just, I don't know. Okay. So we'll have to see how this plays out. I'm skeptical. I mean, I don't want to see a bunch of people freaking collapse and die. That's not what I'm saying. Is the thing is, I'm just not seeing that many people with complications as far as I can see in my own personal life. Now, a buddy of mine that I'll have a drink with time to time at one of the bar I know, this was in my notes, his brother's wife died suddenly. She's in her 50s. And I inquired about jab status, and yeah, she was jabbed, and it was kind of freaky, you know. I'm like, ugh. But yeah. So his wife just collapsed. This was up on Zero Hedge. Europeans can succumb to Islam. Former top German spy issues new warning. Germany's former top domestic spy chief, Hans-Georg Madsen, said in an interview that Europe is facing an unprecedented crisis due to mass immigration, that Islam is well poised to conquer Europe, and that Germany and Austria could do much to stop the crisis, but are choosing not to. Completely different cultures approaching us. We are not at all prepared for this, as we're incapable of resolving conflicts, even by means of violence, like family clans do from the Arab states. These people resolve conflicts by violence, whereas people in Central Europe think that this can only be done through the courts. And he served as president of Office of the Protection of the Constitution from 2012 to 2018. The Europeans will succumb to Islam on the one hand because they are unable to even see this conflict coming, and on the other because they are incapable of resolving conflicts in a similar fashion. He said, stating that the end result will be the gradual destruction of our European cultures. He described Europeans as living without a vision or mission, whereas other competing cultures have a clear idea of what they are and what their objectives are. We don't know where we want to go. What should Germany or Austria look like in 2030? We are living only in the moment. Therefore, we are losing out to others who have a religion or ideology, who know where they want to go. We lack a mission, he continued. Mostly Muslims come to us with a completely different awareness of culture, religion, and family. In secular Europe, religion and family, if they are still important at all, are a matter for the individual. But in these cultures, it is a matter for the clan. He said that European politicians are actively allowing mass immigration because, according to him, our politicians want a different population. The political left follows the course of the anti-German ideology. The more heterogeneous a population, the less able it is to articulate itself and have a democratic say. The more politics accepts immigrants from other cultures they see fit and grants them citizenship, the more politics selects the people of the state and influences the election results. These migrants then vote differently than the locals. He said during the interview that countries like Germany and Austria have the tools necessary to stop immigration, but they are making a conscious choice not to. Very similar to rest of the white European majority countries around the world. Isn't that fascinating? Because they're all controlled by Jews and corrupt elements of the Vatican. Germany and Austria could start rejecting people at the borders from one day to the next due to the third country regulation, but the former spy chief stated, furthermore, the state could deport or ensure voluntary departure for hundreds of thousands of foreigners who do not want to integrate and who would commit crimes and continue to depend on social benefits from the state. How do you like it? Sickening. We live in a sick society. Our race is under attack. The world is, you know, in the book of Psalms, it talks about the plot against, you know, and a lot of Christian identity people believe, I think it's Psalm 2, why do they imagine a vain thing, gathering an evil counsel against the anointed? And they believe that that's basically a world plot against for white genocide. Former U.S. ambassador charged with spying for Cuba for over 40 years. Former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, Manuel Roca, has been arrested at his Miami home for secretly acting as a spy for Cuba for more than 40 years. In a development which may be without precedent, the case is being called the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltration of the U.S. government by a foreign agent. You know, this is the thing about having various types of ethnicities in the power structure of a majority white country. Guess what? It's just not a good idea. I hate to sound bigoted. I hate to sound prejudicial. But, you know, the brainwashing's to the point, and then it's just like white females. You don't want to have white females in your government either. I'm sorry. I'm to the point now where it's just like, you know what? We've gotten to a point now where everybody's plotting the overthrow of this nation. Everybody. I mean, there's don't get me wrong, there's patriots of all stripes, but just think if we would have kept things the way they were previously with voting rights and so forth. Free white 21 voting. And it would have still been corrupted by the Jews, but not so significantly. We're coming upon the last breaths of the country. And, you know, and everybody thinks, oh, my gosh, you know, Trump's going to get in and immediately start arresting the deep staters and all this stuff. And we're going to, the deportation force is finally going to materialize, the one that he talked about in his first run for president. We're just, all the millions that we've let in, it was all done. It was all part of the plan. And now that we're all just going to have to eject all these people from the country, this is all this continuity of government plan. And it's just such a long range. I mean, think of all the collateral damage. If this plan is real, that all the Q people talk about, X-22 and all these guys. And I'm going to play a little clip from him when we come back and just let him explain what the plan is and see how much you believe it. Where's all the sealed indictments? Remember those? Oh, 5,000 of them, sealed indictments. All right, we'll see you on the other side, and I'll play the plan for you, the latest vision of it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers: Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vavangulo, Joaquin Egobian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kohlerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hinane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 pre-Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/tickets/ to get it now.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Thinking during the break about voting and who should be able to vote and who shouldn't. If you're not literate, you shouldn't be able to vote. If you can't read and write, you shouldn't be able to vote. If you're on welfare, government assistance, you shouldn't be able to vote. Because you're just going to vote for the person that's promised you to more free shit. Stuff, excuse me. I get mad about this. Look at the voting patterns of our demographics. Anybody that votes in the 90th percentile every time for the same political party, don't you see that this is Marxism? People, you know, we need to take a lot more people's right to vote away. If you can't pass a basic civics test, you can't prove who you are with an identification of some sort, you know, passport, driver's license, whatever. You know, previously, I mean, think about people that, you know, it's Skid Row. Should they be able to vote? And I know voting's a scam pretty much, but, you know, they want to give, you've got a congresswoman up here. Let me see where this is at. New York House Republican claims to have smoking gun evidence of the city's plan to register tens of thousands of illegal immigrants to vote. Nicole Maliotakis has asserted that she possesses unequivocal proof that city officials are actively working to enable illegal immigrants to get registered to vote. I mean, this is treason. And I know we're already banana republic level, and this is open treason. All right, so I told you I was going to play the latest boil down of kind of the Q people and what this long range plan is with, and they're basically saying that we went under continuity of government after Trump decided to kind of falsely leave office, because he's still the commander in chief, you see. And we went into continuity of government and this whole Biden thing, and this was all just to wake the people up and so forth. Well, let's play clip 7. Go ahead and play that first part.
We need to deport all these people, and we need to send them back to their own countries. And I do believe this is going to happen. Trump has let us know that, yes, when he becomes president, he will be sending all of these people back to their countries. Now, do I believe that Trump is already the commander in chief? Do I believe this is his second term? Yes, he said this multiple times during his rallies. I do believe this is all part of the plan. The first term, set up the plan, get everything ready for continuity of government, allow them to steal the election, allow them to have the insurrection. This way the military takes over. This way the military is in control, which means the commander in chief is full control, so this way he can move forward with the plan and take
players.
The second phase is to put the resident in place.
All right. So allow them to steal the election, allow them to run January 6th and all that. So you got all these people locked up right now. Because, you know, they allowed this to happen, and these poor January 6th people that Trump said, hey, it's going to be wild, come up to the Capitol, blah, 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 blah. These people are all, you know, they're just victims of the plan, man. And someday they'll get back out. You know, you had these people commit suicide in the gulags and so forth already. It's a pretty mind-blowing plan, isn't it? Go ahead and resume it. Go ahead and hit play. We having a problem with the video? The one I told you to pause, just resume it.
Which is the 16-year plan, which they put into place. Allow them to open the borders. Allow them to destroy the economy. Allow them to show people exactly what their plan is. Now, they never wanted the people to see this, but Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to see this. And everything that they did to Trump, it was going to be done to them. Trump needed, in this phase, to wake the people up, set certain precedents, and trap them in their entire narrative. And I do believe the third phase of all of this is basically having the people take back the country and then going after every single one of these individuals. But we are now in the second phase where everything is being exposed. The people are waking up. The people are seeing what's going on. And I do believe to take back the country, what needs to happen? You need to take control of the elections. You need to take the control away from the deep state players that have been controlling the elections for a very long time. They're in control. They have people on the ground controlling the elections. Yes, having the mail-in ballots, having the drop boxes, having the computer systems. Yes, that is one part of the control. But to actually to operate their system, you needed people to make sure that no one knew what they were doing, to keep those people that were going to expose all this out, even though people know what was going on. They needed complete and utter control. So they needed to put people in certain places. Plus, you also needed prosecutors, attorney generals, judges to make sure that no election case would ever see the light of day, because this is how you control a cheating system. And now the people of this country, they see it. Actually, the people of this world see it. And I do believe in the end, this is all going to backfire on them. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But think about what everyone is seeing now. You're seeing the hope.
Go ahead and forward it to that 3110 mark. Now, this next part, and let me, you know, this is, you know, the people that are still following the Q drops and still believe this is, you know, the Patriots are still behind the scenes in control and blah, 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 blah. And they have to keep triangulating off of what keeps coming down the pike. And it's some painful gymnastics. You have to watch some of these people go through when you're talking about, I mean, because I think about the amount of lives that have been wrecked and all this with if the Patriots are secretly in COG and then they let the Biden-Obama gang come in and basically wreck the country for the last 3 years. I just think about all that collateral damage, and I realize that, look, this is going to be painful, however, you know, this plays out. But, you know, the next number of months is going to really prove these Q people, whether the COG thing and all that, and they were right the whole time, or whether they just got invested at the front end of this thing so heavily that they've been trying to salvage their narrative this entire time, and then not wanting to admit possibly that it's like, no, man, the wicked ones, they've got control, they've been in control, and they're about to really drop the hammer. Okay. Now, the second part has to do with human trafficking and the rapes, allegedly, of Hamas and of the Israelis and that sort of thing. But go ahead and play the second part, 3110.
But what's very interesting about all of this is that May Golan, the Minister of the Advance of the Status of Women of Israel, said that she had approached Michelle Obama to condemn attacks on Israel women by Hamas on October 7th, and it was met with complete silence. Why do you think that is? Why wouldn't she come out and say, this is horrific? No one should be raping and killing women and dragging them off. Why is she silent? That's very interesting, isn't it? Well, I think Scavino might have that message, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first, it looks like the U.S. House of Representatives, in a 307 to 119 vote, passed a bill that would force the White House to permanently freeze $6 billion in Iranian funds released back in September as part of the prisoner exchange deal. So remember, Biden released these funds, and he released other billions of dollars.
I'm done with that clip. Thanks. Now, Michelle Obama being silent about the rapes and this sort of thing, and I'm not trying to defend Michelle Obama at all, but think about all the human trafficking that the Israelis have been involved in, and all of these brothels in Tel Aviv and other places where these girls get lured to Israel. And sometimes kidnapped, human trafficking by Jewish mafia gangsters. And then they have to work these brothels servicing these Israelis, sometimes like 40, 50 a day. You can read all about human trafficking in Israel and forced sexual servitude or whatever you want to call it there in Israel. And so, you know, everybody, oh, you need to condemn this Hamas taking off these Israeli girls. Well, what about all the Ukrainian and Russian girls in the Israeli brothels? Okay. And then you snatch their passports and you won't let them out. And so, you know, you got to take this stuff as you see it. I am the science. Anthony Fauci explains why he no longer practices the Catholic faith. Okay. First of all, I think my own personal ethics on life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path. And I think that there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church that you're very well aware of. I'm not against it. I identify myself as a Catholic. I was raised, baptized, confirmed. I was married in the church. My children were baptized in the church. But as far as practicing it, it seems almost like a pro forma thing that I don't really need to do. Kind of interesting. You know, he's a product of the Jesuits. Pretty fascinating. Let me see here. Hard proof of a highly organized, long plan and global COVID vaccine genocide. Okay. In point of fact, it's now evident that there is now a highly purposeful design behind the COVID super vaccination agenda, especially in the manner by which it has been implemented in those same countries. Primary goals are as follows. Highly discernible pattern of highly targeted genocide emerging, and that is the genomes of the most injured populations, which predominate in the historically white Christian nations with European ancestry as the targets. Extermination of the white race, depopulation of the Christian nations, genocide of the patriots in all countries, especially those with European bloodlines. Kind of an interesting that was on State of the Nation. What date was that? December 3rd, a week ago. The Ben-Gurion Canal to replace the Suez Canal. Israel destroys Gaza to control the world's most important shipping lane. That's kind of fascinating, isn't it? So, and that goes to the Gulf of Al-Aqaba, Gulf of Al-Aqaba. So Israel and the United States have been planning for decades to build the so-called Ben-Gurion Canal, a rival to the infamous Suez Canal in Egypt. The Ben-Gurion Canal would begin at Eilat and finish right next to, if not directly through, Gaza. Okay. That's kind of that's up on Global Research. Okay. Fetuses are developing cancers. These may be turbo cancers. Worse, DNA contamination contained with lipid nanoparticles may be crossing the placenta into the fetus. Okay. Pilar Peters was pregnant with triples in 2022. However, in December 2022, doctors found a lump on one triplet and babies were born via emergency C-section on December 7, 2022. Baby Theo was diagnosed with stage 4 sarcoma and died on January 31, 2023. Baby Milo, Theo's identical twin, was diagnosed with stage 2 sarcoma on February 1, 2023. Had 6 rounds of chemo, 4 surgeries, 89 hospital inpatient stays. It's an incredibly rare finding. It was determined that Milo's tumor was metastasized site from Theo's cancer since they shared a placenta in utero. And they're talking about the mom being vaccinated, passing through the placenta and so forth. Pretty just insane. general to general, a potential Ukraine-Russia peace is being negotiated in Ukraine by military leaders. And this was from Seymour Hersh on the 2nd of December, 8 days ago. And what's interesting is I'm reading articles kind of saying that Hersh was given this kind of set of talking points to put out there by actors in the background, which is kind of fascinating. And so there's a lot of people throwing that one under the bus. LifeSite News, Cardinal Mueller says mass migration is being used to destroy national identities. Well, how about that, Cardinal? A little bit late. It's been only been going on for what ever, but severely accelerated within the last 10 years. Cardinal Mueller also believes the elites are committing genocide by promoting abortion and euthanasia. The German cardinal has said many globalists believe there are too many people on Earth who are causing climate change. This is your new Bolshevik America. Sir, you've been convicted of a crime and are sentenced to 75 years in jail. What was my crime? We don't need to tell you that. Do you have any evidence I committed a crime? We have evidence. Could I see that evidence? We don't need to show you that evidence, and we destroyed it anyway. Take him to prison. January 6th committee tapes have disappeared, says House Republican. Okay. The disappearance of videotapes of witness interviews conducted by the Democrat-led House Select Committee on the January 6th attack has alarmed the chairman of the House panel that replaced it. Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, who chairs the House Administration Oversight Subcommittee that is currently investigating security lapses connected to the Capitol riot and potential ramifications for upcoming criminal trials, is questioning the disappearance of the video evidence. All the videotapes of all depositions are gone, Mr. Loudermilk told Just the News. Thursday night, we found out about this early in the investigation when I received a call from someone who was looking for some information off one of the videotapes, and we started searching. We had none. I wrote a letter to Benny Thompson asking for them, and he confirmed that they did not preserve those tapes. He didn't feel that they had to. Can you believe that? Just over the top. Just mind-blowing. In Canada, government euthanasia is now derided as too elitist. So we're just talking about euthanasia with that cardinal. Honestly, when wokeism gets a hold of things, it's hard to stay even a step ahead of the Babylon Bee, but Canada seems to have done so. Its Medical Assistance in Dying Program, or MAID, which is a fancy word for government-accomplished euthanasia, is now being derided for being too elitist. Euthanasia was always going to be the endpoint for socialized medicine. In a free market, competition and innovation will make more services available for lower prices. However, in a government system, both innovation and competition stagnate. And because socialism doesn't produce wealth, it just moves it around with the government pocketing a percentage every time it's moved. That being the case, all socialized medical systems eventually run out of money. And then it gets into but it talks about their medical assistance and dying program. But there's a problem. Nowhere has the existential anguish of climate change penetrated more deeply among the middle class white people. And when upper middle class white people decide to commit genteel suicide, they start hogging resources. Patients seeking assisted suicide in Canada are mostly privileged white people, according to Trudeau Foundation fellow and medical ethicist Dr. Jocelyn Downey. Downey, an advocate of expanding assisted suicide or MAID to those who suffer from mental illness, testified before the House of Commons Medical Assistant in Dying Committee November 21 and asked government to move forward with legislation. So they're basically whining that upper middle class white people are the one hogging up all the resources of euthanasia in the country. And so they need to open it up to more poor people and non-whites. But they're the ones that are supposedly the champions of, you know, all the minorities and all this other stuff. It's just hilarious. Breitbart throws a fit over GOP Rep. Thomas Massie sharing an anti-Semitic meme. And basically, it's a picture of the rapper Drake, and he's making the sign, no, I don't want to hear it, American patriotism. And then he's smiling when it says Zionism, and under it says Congress these days. So Congress these days doesn't want to hear about American patriotism, but they got a big smile on their face when it comes to Zionism. And he's being thrown under the bus by the Joel Pollack and the usual Jews over at Breitbart. Jewish Florida State Rep. Randy Fine. We are a people that's been kicked out of every place we've ever lived for 2,000 years. And then somebody says, the question is why? What's funny is, it's just like people are, kind of clowning him now, because. You know, it's like, yeah, well, what'd you do to get kicked out of all these countries, you know? So what's good news is Christians for Truth is now posting again after a long hiatus of months. Israeli geneticist reveals non-Israelite origins of Ashkenazi Jews. State of the Nation, the most powerful mind control program of all time, the Khazarian Khan of the millennium, devastating planet Earth since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Well, way before that, homie, but no big deal. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson headlined Zionist Organization of America Speak Out for Israel dinner. You're a good Speaker of the House there. German state to require citizen applicants pledge support for Israel. Oh, nice. All them Arabs are going to love that one, the Turks. Tucker bombshell. Biden Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin threatens to send Americans to fight Russia if Congress does not give Zelensky and Ukraine more money. Everybody been talking about that one all week. Crazy stuff. I didn't get to a couple of these things, which I really would have liked to, but, you know, Kevin McCarthy really showing his true colors. Democrats actually look like America. Just too much I couldn't even get to, but I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, folks. Support the network if you can. We'll see you all soon. Take care.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.